I think this has to be my favorite quote that I've read in any article in a long time. And it says, painfully high heels should never have been the norm. Oh, Rachel, from your lips to God's ears.
Well, thank you.
Rachel Weingarten is an award-winning author, pop culture and trends expert. You know, there's been a lot of talk about what is post-pandemic fashion going to look like. So do you think that that's the end of the high heels, the painfully high heels?
I wish I could tell you that it is or that it will be. Sadly, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think we might see, you know, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago about how people are spending more on ugly shoes. So it's not that they're not wearing ugly shoes, they're just spending more. And we haven't really had occasion to wear high heels. And when I say we, I don't mean myself because I no longer wear those. But I do think that some women just love the look and will not stop. My hope, though, is that we might get back to sort of that aesthetic that was popular in the 70s. And I don't mean hideous earth shoes. I mean creative heels. You know, we might see more interesting wedges or maybe a more square heel or something that actually has support. But scary high heels, as long as we have reality TV, we're going to see those.
I feel like an explosion is on the way, an avalanche, if you will, of these clothes, of crazy outfits, all that stuff. Because when people get the shot and they get to go out, they're going to go absolutely insane.
Do you think that?
I think there's no rolling back.
Or has this become our new norm? Where, because I find myself, like when I'm getting dressed up to go out to dinner now, you know, I've bought myself a couple pretty dresses, but I feel like I'm always looking to be more comfortable now than I've ever been before in my life.
So if we look at the past pandemic, now let's go back 100 years, there were historical aspects going on as well. You know, women were getting the right to vote. For the first time in history, they cut their hair. They bobbed their hair. They didn't want those long, fussy haircuts. They stopped wearing corsets. They wore loose shifts. Now, let's get back to our time where people are saying, well, I'm not going to wear a bra, and I'm only wearing leggings. My hair could grow really long, or I might dye it, or I might not. It's different. Right before all of this hit, what was the trend that everybody was trying to shove down our throats? That was athleisure. So it was already starting. I think we're going to ease our way back to fashion again.
Anna, you remember what happened after the last pandemic? It's called the Roaring Twenties.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. That's so, all I'm saying.
So
I think
what
some of us are going to roar. I think some of us are going to whimper.
Yeah. I think some of us will be somewhere in between, to be honest. What do you think is like the one thing, the one fashion trend that we're going to see emerge after all this? Something that's going to be new and different, but to get ahead of the trends, we should be buying it.
Fashion is so fractured right now, and, you know, we shop based on our income, obviously. We shop based on where we live. We shop based on our influences. Believe it or not, of all of this, I see more comfortable jeans coming back in, and I don't mean necessarily mom jeans. For some reason, I keep going back to the 70s, and I'm thinking longer culottes or skorts.
I just want to tell you, Rachel, when I held on to my butterfly clips, everyone looked at me like I was crazy. They're like, nobody's going to keep these plastic butterfly clips. And I was like, you never know. And here we are. The day has finally come.
I predict cheetah print and 5-inch stilettos.
Oh,
you dream about cheetah print.
Right.
5-inch stilettos.
Get out of here with that nonsense. All right. Rachel Weingarten. You can visit her online at rachelweingarten.com. Rachel, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you both so much. Appreciate that.